This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Authorities in Florida requested an additional search and rescue team to help look for survivors in the rubble of a collapsed condo tower. Kevin Guthrie of the Florida Division of Emergency Management said his agency asked for an additional team from the federal government. He said the new team would allow crews that have been working at the site for days to rotate out and be on hand if severe weather hits the area in coming days. The National Hurricane Center says two disorganized storm systems in the Atlantic have a chance of becoming tropical systems in the coming days, but it's unclear at this point whether they would pose a threat to the U.S. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are planning on visiting the region Thursday. Millions of Europeans have freely lived, worked, and studied in the U.K. for decades, but Brexit means that those rights are no longer automatically granted. Britain's government introduced a settlement plan for the country's large European migrant community in 2019, and the deadline for applications is Wednesday. From Thursday, any European migrant who has not applied will lose their legal right to work, rent, housing, and access some hospital treatments or welfare benefits in the UK camp. Campaigners are worried that tens or even hundreds of thousands of Europeans, especially the elderly and children, may not have applied for the deadline. One key concern is that immigration policies could leave a disastrous legacy that takes years to resolve. Israel's new foreign minister was in the United Arab Emirates on the first high-level trip by an Israeli official to the Gulf Arab state since the two countries normalized relations last year. Yair Lapid's visit Tuesday to the UAE capital comes after two countries formalized the ties. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says that a grave incident has threatened his country's coronavirus prevention efforts. It's a rare admission by Pyongyang, which claims to be free of COVID-19. During a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim chastised senior officials for unspecified carelessness related to the coronavirus pandemic. State-run Korean Central News Agency reported this on Wednesday. The news agency said that the officials have caused a grave incident that poses a huge crisis to the safety of the nation and its people. The report provided no details about the incident or how it posed a threat. North Korea continues to insist it has found zero cases of COVID-19, a nearly impossible claim that is widely disputed by global health experts. In a report last week, the World Health Organization said North Korea claimed it had conducted over 31,000 COVID-19 tests, all of which came back negative. Indonesia's COVID-19 surge is on the edge of a catastrophe as the more infectious Delta variant dominates transmission and chokes hospitals in Southeast Asia's worst epidemic. The Red Cross said on Tuesday, Indonesia has reported record daily COVID-19 infections of more than 20,000 in recent days, and a new wave of infections fueled by the emergence of a highly transmissible variant and increased mobility after the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. Hospitals in several designated red zone areas have reported overcapacity, including the capital, Jakarta, with its isolation beds 93% occupied as of Sunday. A nurse working in a state-run hospital in North Jakarta said there were COVID patients who died while waiting for a hospital bed. U.S. officials are closing four emergency facilities set up to house record numbers of migrant children caught crossing the Mexican border alone. Officials cautioned that minors are still arriving on the southern border despite the summer heat. For China's Communist Party celebrating its 100th birthday on Thursday is not just about glorifying its past. It's also about cementing its future and that of its leader, Chinese President Xi Jinping. In the build-up to the July 1st anniversary, Xi and the party have exhorted its members and the nation to remember the early days of the struggle. Experts say the party has long invoked its history to justify its right to rule. Shoring up its legitimacy is critical since the party has run China single-handedly for more than 70 years. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.